Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome back to another Soul of an Empath podcast. Today is healing to help end racism, prejudice, injustice. My goal is to be a safe, loving space for each and every one of you to heal and release and let go of whatever old, unhealthy energies, pain, traumas, suffering that you've been carrying within yourself, that you've been carrying from lifetime to lifetime, that you've been carrying from generation to generation. And I have Nahima here with me as well, for she and I co-lead the community discussion and healing to help end racism. And she is here to witness and be here and to hold a space for us, as well as to receive healing for herself as well. So, Nahima, thank you so much for being with us today.
It is my pleasure to be here and to be a part of this process and to be a light that hopefully is a beacon to light and ignite others to know that we are the change right here, right now.
Yes, indeed. So I'll start with the prayer and then do the healing. And as a gentle reminder, please no driving or operating heavy machinery during the healings with me. I would love for you to sit down or lay down and receive and let go. Close your eyes, be in a meditative, peaceful space, and know that you are safe, you are loved, you are held. I know that this topic can be an intense one, a heavy one, a painful one. And let go of whatever amount that you are ready and willing to receive healing for today. We are here for you and we love you.
Yes, we do.
Now let us begin. Beloved God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the great, great ones, beloved Christ, angels, healing angels, holy archangels, helpers and guides, we thank you. We love you. We are so filled with gratitude and reverence and devotion. Thank you so much for awakening humanity, opening our hearts, our minds, our souls to you, Lord. May we deeply, truly see the divinity within every person. May we look deeper than this physical form, deeper than the color of one's skin, deeper than one's gender, deeper than one's social class or ethnicity, and look deep within into the eyes of the soul. For that is where I know you live, within each and every one of us. May we be a beacon of your divine love, divine light, divine power. Inspire us to be thy vessel, to be the change, as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change that you wish to see in the world. May each and every one of us be that change, uplifting, uplifting, and uplifting, clearing away all burdens, clearing away all dismay, all pain, all sorrow, all suffering. Help us to open up so that we may be in perfect attunement with you, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I pass over to Nahima.
Yes. Thank you, God, for here and now, in the beauty of this present moment, and knowing that because we have breath in us, that there is still work to be done, that you are not finished with us yet, that we, as Tiffany said, by the quote Gandhi, that we can be the change. Let the space that we hold right here in this moment together be that space to ignite us, ignite the flame within us to know that we can be the change.
Yes.
That we are the change manifested. We are the change manifested. That it starts with us right here, right now. Lord, let these words not just simmer in our hearts, but let us live them in everything that we do, so that racism is ended once and for all.
Yes.
That our legacy is no longer the same story of our past, but it's a legacy of hope and of love and of life and of light. Because we know we are the change right here, right now. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. So let us continue in this peaceful space as we go deeper into healing. So I'm going to go ahead and get out my healing crystal and do some healing right now. So for everyone who's on this call live, as well as watching the recording, may you receive the deepest level of healing possible. Thank you, God, for dissolving and disintegrating all negative family legacies of racism, of judgment, of ignorance, Maya, delusion. Clear out all putting people down, labeling them, trapping them in some small box as a means to segregate. These healing energies be released at a primal level within our cells, within our bodies, within our DNA, within our bones, within our chakras. May racism, prejudice, and injustice be completely disintegrated, annihilated, transmuted at the core, never to return again. All inequalities, all racial inequalities, justice inequalities, gender inequalities, be completely disintegrated, extracted, and released. Dissolve in disintegrating objectification, because that objectification has kept people small and contained and weak. Dissolve and disintegrate objectification. Lord, we know objectification is taught. It's not something that we are born with. It's something that's taught. It's taught in the army so that people can kill another person. It's taught in cultures so that they can feel bigger than other cultures. Disintegrate all habits and patterns and programs and imprints of objectification. Disintegrate all beliefs that there are people that are less than, better than, because of race, because of status, etc. For we are all children of God. God loves us all equally. And it is part of our soul's mission to love and approve of each other. Deeply love, to deeply accept, to deeply honor. Dissolve and disintegrate all negative cultural imprints, all negative racial imprints. Disintegrate all prejudice, all injustice imprints. Disintegrate all objectification imprints, traumas, habits, patterns, programs, thought forms now. Disintegrate it within individuals, disintegrate it within the group aura of our country, disintegrate it within the group aura of our planet and all of humanity. It's like casting out that fog of delusion, that gray, smoky, foggy cloud that is around with your holy breeze, healing breeze, cast it out so that the clear skies, the clear auras, the clear energy can be within and around us. Dissolve and disintegrate the burdens that I know many of us have carried for past generations. Disintegrate the burdens, disintegrate the stories and traumas. Going back as far back as we need to go to purge it out of our family legacy. And not only purge it out going backwards, but purge it out going forward so it does not even exist in the consciousness of humanity. That what does exist is love, acceptance, kindness, generosity. All the rest is delusion. Lord, disintegrate victimhood. Disintegrate being a victim. Disintegrate victimizing. Disintegrate the weakness, the drama that tends to come out of the pattern of victimization, the punishing, the anger, the sorrow and sadness, the revenge, the retaliation, the pain. May the layers of numbness that have been encapsulating that pain that we're carrying within us for ourselves, for our loved ones, for past generations, for humanity now. May we offer that to you, Lord. For you are the only one big enough to handle it. Release, let go. Dissolve, disintegrate, expel cruelty, intolerance, meanness in thought, word, and deed towards ourselves and towards one another. Let go, let go, let go. Release it out of your heart and your solar plexus and your throat. Release it out of your pelvis. Let go of the traumas and energies that you've been carrying in your body about it. Let go. Let go. Give it all to God. Release it. Release all violence. Being a perpetrator, being a victim. Release violence and cruelty. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, sexually, financially. Disintegrate, disintegrate, disintegrate at the root, at the cause. Now, expel. May it be properly disposed of. May these energies be completely disintegrated within every chakra now. I feel guided to do some deeper clearing on the chakras. We'll start up at the top, at the crown. Disintegrating all of these negative energies around racism, prejudice, ignorance, violence, cruelty, injustice. May your crown chakras be thoroughly cleansed. With God and the Great One's blessings, may electric violet pour into your crown chakra, deeply cleansing you. Imagine this cleansing and healing not only for you, but for every person on this planet. Healing for all. May we hold space for the healing for all who are open, receptive, willing, ready, and allowing this divine healing. Allow electric violet to pour into your Ajna chakra between your eyebrows, cleansing, purifying, dissolving, disintegrating all these negative energies. about racism, prejudice, injustice, cruelty, feeling unsafe, all vengeance and violence and segregation, disintegrate, disintegrate, disintegrate. Letting your crown and your Ajna chakras getting brighter and brighter. Like you're flooded with this electric violet light. This healing light. Electric violet has spiritual consciousness, so it can go wherever it needs to go to heal you. Let it. Let's cut the cords to the past. Good, good, good. And continue with this electric violet down into the throat chakra. The throat being flooded with divine healing light, cleansing, purifying electric violet light, dissolving, disintegrating racism, prejudice, injustice, cruelty, intolerance, meanness, segregation, violence. Now. Disintegrate unkind words. Disintegrate repressed anger. Repressed words that you didn't say out of kindness, or words that you did say that were negative. Release all the suppression and anger and animosity in your throat of all that's been said and hasn't been said. Let this electric violet light cleanse and purify you at the deepest level possible. So be it. Let go. I think some of you might even need to cough or yawn to expel it out. Yeah. So go ahead. Good. Cough again. Just let it out. Let it go. Good. Now I'll let the healing energy continue down into the heart chakra, energizing through the back heart chakra with electric violet to cleanse and purify, dissolve and disintegrate all the pain, all the hurt, all the trauma, all the negative energies of racism, prejudice, injustice, cruelty, segregation, meanness. Let it be disintegrated within the heart chakra, within the lungs, the grief, loss, and sadness that's been stuck in your lung, the pain, the physical pain of racism in your heart. Let it be lovingly, gently disintegrated, disintegrated, extracted, transmuted, healed. All the pain that you've been carrying out of compassion and empathy, or the pain you've carried from generation to generation, let it come up and out, 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 out of your heart. Now, because we need your heart. We need you to be present and available in your heart. And it's hard to do that when it's carrying pain. If you want to be the change, we need your heart to be open and activated. So please release the pain, the sorrow, the sadness, the fear, the unsafe, the cruelty, all the times and ways that you haven't been seen, heard, understood, safe or that you belong. Let it be cleared out now, dissolved, disintegrated now. Never to return again. Cutting the cords to all the past traumas and pain that you've carried. Let it go. Release it, give it to God. What if it's not your pain to carry, your burden to carry? Not anymore. Give it to God. Or you can imagine an energetic fire of divine purifying light and put it into the fire. Very good. Now let the healing energies and blessings go into your solar plexus chakra. That's below your rib cage and above your belly button where your stomach is. Let your stomach, your digestive organs, your solar plexus chakras be cleansed, purified, healed. Now, dissolve and disintegrate negativity, dissolve and disintegrate fear, anger, bitterness, resentment, dissolve and disintegrate racism, dissolve and disintegrate prejudice, dissolve and disintegrate inequalities, injustices, feeling unsafe, feeling like a victim or victimizing others, disintegrate violence, disintegrate unworthiness, undeservingness, disintegrate lack of trust, lack of faith, disintegrate, 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 and expel. Now, 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 so. Release it out of you. Release all the lifetimes and generations that you've been holding on to this. Now, today, right here, right now, is the time to let it go. Choose that. Decide. Yes, I want to be healed. I choose healing right here, right now. So be it. I am willing myself to be healed. I am willing humanity to be healed. I am willing my solar plexus chakra to be healed now. So be it. There's a lot of interesting things coming out of your solar plexus chakras, I tell ya. It looks a little funky. Like vomit coming out of your solar plexus. Let it go. It needs to come up and out, okay? That heaviness that you've been carrying from generation to generation needs to come up and out. Affecting your health. It's affecting your mindset. It's affecting your prosperity and abundance. Release, let go. Let God's cleansing, purifying, healing light come up and out. Cleanse, cleanse, cleanse. Dissolve, disintegrate, expel, expel, expel. Be properly disposed of now. Release it out of your solar plexus. Release it out of your digestive organs. All that sludge and heaviness that you've been carrying for yourself and others, let it go. We're giving you an energetic colonic. Let it go out of your digestive organs. Let it go out of your navel chakra. Release it out of your stomach, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, your small intestines, large intestines. Release the anger, bitterness, and resentment out of your kidneys, the stress and anxiety and fear out of your adrenals. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Release out of you, release out of you, release out of you. Now, 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 be properly disposed of. And let this healing light continue to pour down into your entire torso, into your pelvis, dissolving and disintegrating all traumas that have been carried in your pelvis from this lifetime or through generational stuff or through traumas that have happened in this lifetime. Release all fear, pain, victimhood, prejudice, racism, violence, cruelty, perpetrator, injustices, feeling unseen, unloved, unheard, unwanted, unsafe, and that you don't belong. Release it out of your sex organs. Release it out of your bladder. Release it out of your entire pelvis and torso now. Those wounds that you may have been subconsciously, subliminally carrying of rape from past generations or even something that may have happened in this life, release that. Release all sexual violence. I know there was a lot of rape during the colonial times that women and men too are still carrying in their bodies right now from what happened 400 years ago, not to mention what's happened since then and even in this life. Release and let go of all that trauma, that negative imprints, negative habits, patterns, programs, thought forms, entities, elementals. Release all violence, all trauma in the womb, in the pelvis, in the sex organs. Now. Very, very good. Let yourself feel so safe that you can continue to release. Continue to let go of deeper layers of this trauma that you may have been carrying in your DNA, in your bones, in your cells, in your permanent seed atoms. Release. You may have been carrying them in your samskaras. Release. Let go. Let God's miraculous, merciful healing dissolve and disintegrate these traumas and negative energies now, now. Now, 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 within you, within your family, within humanity, now, 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 now. Let it be healed and transmuted with God's love, God's peace, God's safety, God's divine protection, God's love and comfort, God's healing at the deepest level possible. Now, 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 so be it. Cutting the cords to the past, cutting the cords to the family legacies, cutting the cords to drama, cutting the cords to violence, cutting the cords to racism, cutting the cords to prejudice, cutting the cords to segregation, cutting the cords to not feeling wanted, cutting the cords to not feeling seen, cutting the cords to not being heard, cutting the cords to not being loved, cutting the cords to not feeling safe, cutting the cords to not belonging. Disintegrate all of these at the root, at the core, expel it out. Be properly disposed of now, so be it. Very good. Very, very good. And may these healing energies and blessings pour down into the legs and into your arms, letting all of your limbs be blessed, be healed now. Dissolve, 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 disintegrate now. So be it, so be it, so be it. Yes, God, thank you, God. May each and every one of us be flooded with your love, your light, your healing. As we empty, we make space for you, Lord, within us and around us. Fill the voids, fill us up so deeply and thoroughly that we know with certainty and clarity that we are loved, that we are children of God, that we are divinely protected, that we are divinely held, that we are divinely guided. We are in attunement with you. You guide our every thought, every word, every deed. And we actually listen. We listen and we take action on it. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, God. May we be spiritually awakened. So loved, so held, so protected and comforted by you. That we fearlessly, boldly, with love and respect, be the change in the world. So be it. Amen.
Amen.
So breathe in all the healing that you've received, opening up your heart. Opening up your mind, opening up your soul. Opening up to the divine that's already within you. And integrate these healing energies and blessings. Integrate it so deeply that you are forever changed. Forever changed. Yes, God. Thank you, God. And also, let yourself get grounded. So be aware of your feet and project energetic roots going down your feet into the earth. Get grounded, get rooted, anchor this in. Anchor it in at a deep, deep level. May Mother Earth be cleansed, be healed, be blessed. May Mother Earth be blessed with clean air, clean earth, clean water, spiritual loving people who take care of her. Thank you, Mother Earth, for grounding us and rooting us now. May all these healing energies and blessings be absorbed, assimilated within us. So be it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.